You're listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network, now the largest new media platform on the web, and your number one source for after-show entertainment.
Very good, Gene Johnson.
The AfterBuzz Studios in Los Angeles, California. Presented by Maria Menounos and Bing.com. And streaming live thanks to Akamai Technologies. This is AfterBuzz TV's RuPaul's Drag Race After Show. We'll break down tonight's episode and get you all the latest news and gossip. If you'd like to buzz in on tonight's show, you can buzz us at 424-256-1729. That's 424-256-1729. And now, another post-game wrap-up show for your favorite TV show. It's AfterBuzz TV's RuPaul's Drag Race After Show.
Stroll down the runway. Also, Cam, you don't want to show?
I don't like breathy singers. So.
You don't like a lot of stuff. You're such a killjoy.
That's why he's here.
I can't with you. I can't. What's up, everybody? We are here yet again for another RuPaul Drag Race Season 5 After Show right here at AfterBuzz TV. Bing is for doing. Bing. Yes. And so here we are once again. We are a little bit late. LA traffic does not like either one of us, but we will get our
either one of us
together.
There's like four of us in here.
Oh, okay. I was about to say four, but I forgot Marissa was over there.
Oh, are you feeling my biceps?
I was with y'all now because I was like, either.
You know what? Get your life.
RuPaul.
Speaking of getting life, let's introduce our lovely co-host for the evening. Starting to my left, we have
Jackie Borowski,
Cameron Marston,
and I'm Tony Moore.
Yay!
And who's in the booth today over here?
We also have in the booth
Marissa.
Miss Marissa.
What's up, everybody?
Oh, Marissa's always in the booth with me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we are.
We have good times together.
She must pick you specifically.
She does, and why not?
I love Tony. He's awesome.
I love you too.
I love
Marissa.
All you guys.
Oh my God, you're fired.
You're so mean.
Excuse me.
All right, so let's get into the third episode of RuPaul's Drag Race Season 5, titled Draggle Rock.
Can I just say, if you're going to title an episode Draggle Rock, it should have fraggles in it.
Well, that's probably
girl, worse
trademark.
Than
so, therefore, they couldn't really
They
call
could
it.
Have made pretend fraggles, and no, Coco did not make an adequate fraggle.
And
I know they had the, like, dummy dolls or whatever, but there was no one's hands or were up their butts.
Like that you know of.
That I know
so,
of.
So, yeah, so let's get right into this episode, starting with the elimination of Miss Serena Cha-Cha.
Boo.
Boo.
No.
We knew it was going to happen.
Yeah, and no one cared. They were just like, peace out. Wait, glad she's gone.
What are we talking about?
This is the stage, though, of the competition, though, where I think a lot of people, like, it's people haven't formed too many of their, like, strong, like, alliances.
Yeah, I mean, some of them have. Roxy and Detox and Alaska seem to have formed a very nice camaraderie. But let's catch Cam up. Now, in the episode, Cam, they show the girls come in after elimination.
Oh, wow.
So they all come in. They all see the message on the mirror. It was Serena Cha-Cha. No one cared.
Her message made no sense.
No, somebody cared. J. Jolie, she loved it. She was happy.
She left.
She
said, she was ecstatic that she left.
She said,
she's a shitster.
She said, came a mess.
Mm. Let's not get it twisted.
Left a mess.
Jade, not only did she do porn, she's a shitster. We call that stirring the pot. She has a ladle award.
You are awful. And then I love the fact that everyone was very supportive of Monica Beverly Hills.
Yeah.
As far as her exposing her secret of being a transgendered woman.
Could you imagine if they weren't?
I mean, well,
I know.
How would
I
that
think
play
that,
over?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, some people, and especially in the comments that we had last week, felt like it's unfair that Monica is competing on Drag Race. I still feel like it is okay. It is opening the door to be even more progressive. I understand that this is a drag show and that men dress in drag, but we also can't leave out, like you mentioned, the drag kings and also the transgender women who still do this. So I think there's always like a lead way. There's always a door that slightly opens. And Monica Beverly Hills, unfortunately, she went home very quickly and couldn't push open the door. But she's kind of cracked the door open to kind of make us go, okay, we can maybe be more, receptive to other forms of drag and what falls under the drag umbrella.
Well, I think, along with some of the fan comments, I think that this might be the first person that they called attention to it as it was happening.
Right.
Carmen, that's her name, right? Carmen.
Mm-hmm. Carmen Carrera.
Yeah, Carmen. She transitioned after the show.
Right.
Well, so, did she stop? She was already
doing hormones. She stopped. She stopped.
A bunch of them did, I heard.
Yeah.
Yeah, and so, like, one of the fan comments, Meta Gray,
okay.
He or she, mm-hmm. I don't know, was saying that there are other contestants like this. So Carmen started, then stopped. Mm-hmm. And then apparently Jiggly lives as a woman.
Yes.
And Kenya Michaels was on hormones and stopped.
Mm-hmm.
So I think maybe it's a trend that we haven't heard about.
Right.
Or that no one's called attention to, or that maybe no one's felt upset about.
But yeah. So now going back to that point, because we talked about you guys both made comments about just because you take hormones and stuff, it doesn't necessarily give you an edge up. But clearly with Kenya Michaels, it did. Because the first thing people said when Kenya Michaels walked onto the entrance or entered into the show, her season was, that girl is fish. And she got more notoriety, not because she had no talent, her English sucked.
Right.
It was because she was that fish and that soft and that girly looking. So I do think that is, Rue can do whatever she wants. It's her show. She makes the writers or whatever the rules may be in the contracts. But I'm just saying, I think it's a little unfair unless you make it clear that that's what we're allowing. Just let us know. I'm good.
Well, look,
yeah,
it's,
and
it's
I think if, like I said last week, if we're going to make it clear, then there should be drag kings allowed.
Well, I think this is maybe creeping open the door to allow other forms of drag.
But I did see her going home. I called it.
Well, you did. And, we'll get to that. Later. So, let's go right into the mini challenge for this episode, the Miss Junior Drag Superstar. Who were some standouts to you guys?
Roxy and Detox, for sure.
Yes.
I liked Detox as Rachel Zoe.
That was the funniest little skit I had ever seen. Like, I thought it was hilarious. I feel like she hit Rachel Zoe.
Yeah.
Dead on.
Yeah. And the doll was like, whatever. It was just her impression of Rachel Zoe that was so hysterical.
I think it's so funny because I remember the doll, but I was focusing so much on Detox and what she was saying. And the doll just kind of like went along with. Like, I was like, I could totally see that as a Rachel Zoe, like, little baby. But it was, I thought that was hilarious.
I think, though, the problem that I also have with this challenge is that the mini challenges now are getting more complicated, but they still don't have enough time. So I feel like they have all these like baby doll names and like these little skits and everything that are really hilarious, but it's like it's only given like a smidgen of time. And then I went back online to see if anybody had like maybe written more about it, and there's not a lot of writing about it either.
Yeah.
Sometimes Logo does, they do extended clips for the mini challenges. It's kind of interesting.
Yeah.
Not every time, though. It's a little weird.
No. No,
I just wish they would do, like, what Project Runway does is it shows, like, all of the costumes or whatever as they like that were designed in the episode. Maybe if they had, like, you could go online and see all the baby dolls or the, what were they called again? People dolls? Baby? Well, junior drag them. Superstars.
Yeah.
If you went and saw all of the junior drag superstars online, then you could look at them better.
Yeah.
Because it's hard to just go back and keep pausing and being like, okay, I think that's okay, you know?
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, it's a mini challenge, so it's, you know, that's not really the focus. It's to just kind of give us wrapped up for... Well, I see. But it's just to get us geared up for the main challenge.
Whose doll had the star sunglasses on? Was that Jinx?
The star sunglasses?
Yeah, sunglasses on.
That's something very specific.
Yeah, they had sunglasses in the shape of a star.
That I
remember it, but I can't remember whose it was.
I like that one. I mean, I like the winner, too. But,
Right. I thought... when it came to because this episode, and we'll get into this more, the whole Coco and Alyssa thing.
Boring.
is starting to boil over. And during this challenge, there was a little bit of shade tossed among when Honey and Alyssa did their doll. Alyssa said that her doll was Little Miss America and, you know, had all these reigning titles and stuff like that. Insert Monica and Coco, where their doll has ran and completed their entire reign. Which, like, I mean, it was talk about shade being thrown everywhere. All tea, all shade.
Yeah.
They were, like, slightly coming for each other with those comments. What do you guys feel about that?
I just feel that this storyline is so... It feels so forced and contrived to me. Like, I feel like they're really trying to push it too much. Mm-hmm. And it feels very staged. So I'm not very interested in that storyline. Like, for example, when we, like, I think the problem is it's been introduced since the beginning, and people were already kind of hinting at what it was. It's not a big enough wow moment for me.
Right.
It just feels like I'm like, oh yeah, they're throwing shade. Oh, we're gonna, like, they're predictably gonna be angry at each other all the time now, you know. And I also noticed that they have, like, certain characters like Detox kind of egging them on in the middle of it, and that feels staged as well.
Right. I mean, we'll get into it a little more in depth later, but I feel like the girls may be a little clueless as to, like, why do you guys hate each other so much? Like, what is the story? Why is this such a thing? You know, like, I think for them, they may just see it as, look, obviously you weren't doing something. She was first runner up. She got the crown, done. But I think there's a deeper story that keeps trying to come out, which is why they keep egging it on. But we'll get into Team Coco, Team Alyssa.
We shall.
A little bit later on. So
I did like Little Pound Cake, though, the winner.
Little Pound Cake.
Little Pound Cake had some crazy eyeballs that I enjoyed.
Little Pound Cake was one of the meanest looking dolls ever. Like, just looked like one of those, like, bad kids that runs around, like, Target, running around crying.
It had a middle finger up, didn't
it? Yeah, it did.
Yeah.
But, I mean, it's very, very much Alaska.
It's
but
a
I,
sassy Little Pound Cake.
But I did enjoy Little Pound Cake, and that some of her favorite phrases were, what, are you my daddy?
Or, yeah.
You're not my daddy.
You're not my daddy. You never will be.
And then that whole section that was bleeped out. So, Little Pound Cake says a lot of
This again goes with my idea, though, that, you know, and we see this throughout the whole episode, that I don't think Alaska's a great drag queen, but she's funny. Like, the Little Pound Cake thing was hysterical, and it has Alaska's prints all over it.
Of course.
But it's just her as a drag queen, to me, is not as interesting.
I think she's a performer.
Yeah.
You know? Which, I mean, you do have to have that as a drag queen. You have to have a performer quality about you.
Or at least want to be on stage. Yeah. In the spotlight.
I mean,
she's screaming for attention.
She kind of keeps you guessing, keeps you interesting. She's going to do her own thing regardless. But I think she kind of just, she keeps you wondering what she's going to do.
Oh, okay.
She's funny.
So Alaska and LaNesha were the winners of the challenge. And
LaNesha's like a sleeper, though. Isn't this weird? Because she keeps winning things, but I feel like there's not enough. Usually when they're filming stuff, they really focus on a story so that you anticipate that there's a winner. But LaNesha's story is like, they're just like, oh, LaNesha's here. And she won. Surprise. Okay, bye.
The lawyers are getting the translation approved. That's why.
What?
Never mind. Jackie got it.
You're too much. So anyway, with Alaska and LaNesha winning, that goes to our main challenge, where Alaska and LaNesha are team captains for the main challenge, which they have to create characters of a kids show.
That's not Fraggle Rock.
It's Draggle Rock.
Boring.
Get your life. Well, we'll get into all that. So they have their teams. We have team captain LaNesha with Honey, Coco, Jinx, Ivy, and Jade. And then Alaska with Detox, Roxy, Vivian, Monica, and Alyssa. As they were getting ready, the thing that I noticed was Coco
was asked to be a puppet for her team, and she did not seem happy about that at all. And it was later kind of revealed how she says that she has a show in Vegas. She's used to being the star. But I kind of felt like in that position that she could have been really good as the puppet and kind of stole the show from her.
Did Coco ever see the movie Chicago?
Yeah.
Renee Zellweger as a basically dummy puppet, like, was amazing. And
it was
so,
totally centered around her.
Yeah, and so it's she could have done something like that, where you can be, like, you can mimic a marionette and still be really super interesting.
Are we surprised?
It's just a lack of creativity.
Yeah.
Are we surprised at this Coco thing?
A little bit. I was a little put off about it.
She's shady. She whines, complains, and I wouldn't trust her. As far as I could probably toss her, so I can't say that.
Rude. So what do we think about the teams? Let's start with Lanesha's team. Overall thoughts on their team.
I didn't... The other thing about this challenge was... I didn't see each team... And they say this in Untucked, like... Somebody who said this in Untucked that no team was really more powerful than the other.
Right.
I don't really feel that one team was more standout than the other team. I think there were standout members of the teams.
Right.
And I think that part of the reason that is they weren't really like they were. It was filmed in like little fragments, so it's not like they were really working too much as a cohesive team.
But either way, like they had to come together as a team and create this little double entendre kid show, which. As a drag queen, this is your chance, your opportunity. You're already over the top to continue to be over the top.
Right.
And I felt like as individuals, you're right. There were some people who were standout with it and were very funny and took their characters to a whole nother level, you know?
Right. Like the Roxy character on Lanesha's team.
Yes.
That was Lanesha's team, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
No, Roxy.
Salad or Tasha Salad.
Roxy was on Alaska's team.
See, this is why the teams don't even matter at
right.
this point. It's
but
like,
Roxy
I can't
was,
remember who they
was. Yeah,
was who?
Tasha Salad. Like that whole skit was hilarious.
Yeah.
What brought it down was Vivian and her blah.
I think she's gonna go home because she continues to be blah.
She rests on pretty.
I think. Yeah. Well. I think that they just need to push themselves and not just... I mean, you have RuPaul and Michelle sitting there giving you notes and telling you what to do, yet they repeat the same mistakes over and over again. So it's kind of like... But I mean, I did notice that, like, you know, we saw maybe, like, the worst...
Right.
...of what was going on.
The highlights of the good and bad.
Yeah, and then it ended up being something completely different. How did you guys feel about... since we're on Roxy and Alaska's team, how did you guys feel about Alaska not being in drag, but she still felt like she was in drag, but it was more boy drag? How did you feel about that?
No. Alaska is, to me... continually underwhelming as a drag queen. If you are underwhelming as a drag queen, you better bring it to the challenge. Mm-hmm. Don't come out as a boy. Like RuPaul said, it's not RuPaul's best friend not in Drag Race.
Let's talk about that. Obviously, it clearly bothered Ru. I mean, he couldn't even hide it. Literally, he was bothered by the situation.
Yeah.
You can tell he was irritated. Well, I loved it.
I think it's because like it is a drag show.
No, so, I get it. I get so, like, why he was irritated.
Yeah. So I mean, because Ru was just kind of surprised. Like when you mentioned Buffalo Bill, I didn't think that you were gonna not be in drag and be Buffalo Bill. Like I think that kind of threw everything for a loop.
Yeah, it's not RuPaul's make a play race. Like your whole thing is your whole shtick is to dress up as a drag queen.
Though I still am a fan of Alaska, I was waiting for like pop up video bubbles to pop up and Ru's like, there's a reason why I didn't pick you the first 5 seasons. I was because she looked really. That was the first time I ever really saw Ru lose composure, and she looked irritated.
Well, yeah, because it was kind of like, you know, this is RuPaul's drag race. Why are you not in drag? They both looked at each other like,
and
really?
She could have done something like Alyssa did, where it's like Alyssa was the cross-dressing uncle.
Right.
So it was a boy dresses as a girl, dresses a boy, dresses as a girl, you know? And I thought that was hysterical.
He could have been a very effeminate Buffalo Bill.
Right. And I thought, like, her take on the drag uncle was great because he had the crappy makeup and the crappy wig
Makeup, the just... in his own little world, own little universe.
I would have liked to have seen more of that skit, because I really enjoyed that particular character.
Well, I would have enjoyed seeing Alyssa not with Monica, because
Monica was so boring. Well, Monica was dragging the whole scene down.
Yeah. I mean,
how do you not read?
First of all, you have the darkest
reading
of
is
darkest,
fundamental.
You have the darkest of darkest sunshades, sunglasses on. You have the script in front of you. We can't tell if you're like, girl, you know, this is... We can't tell what you're doing. Like, read it. If you don't know your lines, read your lines.
That's and what we deliver do here.
Them as, yeah, exactly. And read them as good as you can. Like, you sat there and did nothing.
I don't know why my co-hosts are so angry. It's very, very off-putting.
Well, I want you to be something other than sitting there being all silent like a sponge. Need you to say something in this.
Oh my god. Oh, and Detox is what was her character name? Birdie Face? Birdie Face.
Well, as the
chicken lady.
The chicken.
Chicken. She was great.
She was hilarious.
Hysterical.
Yeah. I mean, every innuendo and bad innuendo that could have been made was made.
Mm-hmm.
And it was hilarious. It was a great job. So,
and she was still here, and here's another example. She was a chicken, but she was still like a drag chicken.
Right.
Like I just think Alyssa could have done something better.
I mean, it's
with
just like,
it.
It's just
sorry,
like in the past,
but she stole that shit from kids.
I mean, not Alyssa. I mean,
what? The chicken?
Yeah, the chicken lady.
But I mean, that's no different than what they did in season two. With the commercial that they did, and they came out as a chicken. Jessica Wilde and Raven were chickens. It reminded me of that. Mm. In my opinion.
I mean, a lot of this stuff is borrowed. Recycled. It's just a matter of how much bigger
just
you can make
Rihanna,
it.
Don't give it so much creativity credit.
Get your life, Cam. Okay, so...
And so Jinx was the star of the other one.
Yes.
I loved Jinx.
Jinx?
Jinx is, I think, going to make it close to the top, because she's
hilarious.
If
she doesn't fall asleep.
Well, she hasn't fallen asleep since the first episode, so I think she's doing good. So yes, in Lanacia's team, Jinx was great as the host.
Mm-hmm.
And
that was a good thing Lanacia did, which was, which didn't happen in the last episode, know your strengths. So knowing that Jinx would make a good host, instead of taking the biggest part for herself, she let Jinx have it.
Right.
I love the producer shade when Lanacia was translating things into Spanish.
Mm-hmm.
And the producers actually literally read her because she said fresa, which is
strawberries.
But they were doing raspberries.
They were doing cherries.
They were
doing cherries. They were like, in Espanol, strawberries. But I think Rue and Michelle caught on too, because they were
Michelle did, because she speaks
Spanish. Yeah. She was like,
And didn't Jinx say, like... You know, Jinx called her out, saying she's literally translating.
In Espanol. I told you that.
English gonna get tired.
Right. And this group overall to me, just... there weren't that many people that stood out. Jinx stood out to me. Jade was almost there, but she got so thrown off by Jinx saying the word that... I mean, you literally could have came out and still did your whole shtick.
Her costume was good, but she's another person where it's like... If you're going to be a performer, like, either come out and... Because drag queens do this all the time. They improvise. So it's like, you either come out and you improvise, or you memorize your lines. You have to do one or the other because you're a performer.
Well, she said...
Good ones do.
Well, she said she had this whole spiel, and because Jinx said the word, it
blame
threw
shifting,
her off.
Blame shifting. No excuses.
But I mean, she should have just came out and just did it anyway. Kudos to Honey for trying to keep that skit together.
I think Honey would have been great if she had somebody who was working with her.
Right.
You know? She was trying.
She should have went 100% and used her hand.
Do you... Do you think...
Real puppets.
Do you think that Coco was that bothered that she was not the star of that?
She's tired.
That she just...
Mm-hmm.
Didn't even try?
No, I believe the whole Alyssa thing was, you know, getting to her too. But I think she was making... She wanted that attention. She wanted that drama because it supposedly makes her relevant. You know, she's over 40. That Vegas show ain't gonna last too long, so I'm over her.
I think also, especially, you know, mentioning that she's older, it's like she has a certain routine for herself.
Mm-hmm.
There are certain things she's comfortable doing, and then there are certain things she's not comfortable doing. So
old dog.
A lot of these, it's like a lot of these challenges are meant to throw you for a loop to see what you will bring to it. And some right. people bring it because they don't have a problem with thinking outside of their comfort zone. She clearly has a problem thinking outside of her comfort
zone. Well, that's why I like the younger queens, is because they actually do their homework. Like, you know, they're there to compete. And I think Coco wants to compete. But again, pageant is totally different from Drag Race.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah. But they treated us such. But you still treated us such.
Good.
So yeah, you know, the main challenge I think could have been a whole lot better had people been a little more committed to what they were doing and been a little more over the top. So
I'm just waiting for the snatch game.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. I mean, that's the most exciting.
That's always my favorite part, though.
The snatch game.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's good. Speaking of favorite parts, we have... I don't know how I was going to...
Work it in. Go ahead.
So we have, if you guys don't know already, Maria Menounos and Kevin Undergaro, our AfterBuzz TV founders, will be releasing their movie entitled Adventures of Serial Buddies. You can check out the trailer right here on AfterBuzzTV.com or on our YouTube channel. The movie will open on March 8th in select cities, so make sure you get your tickets, watch the trailer, pre-order the movie, visit SerialBuddies.com for all of that good stuff. Make sure you check it out and support our founders of AfterBuzz TV, because had it not been for them, we wouldn't be here to give you all this good quality after show
entertainment. I think it has Christopher Lloyd, Kathy Lee Gifford.
Yeah, it has a lot of really funny people.
Maria, it's cute.
Yeah, so check it out. Should be a good time. All right, so...
Moving on.
We have the main stage, which was Think Pink. Who were some of the same... I had a few favorites.
First off, Rue... This was my favorite dress of Rue's.
She always looks so pretty and just clean and simple and elegant.
And I love that her makeup like matched her dress.
I think Cam finally wants to say something, seeing as how he hasn't said a whole lot this whole entire time.
This table.
So why don't
are you rubbing the table?
Cam, why don't you use this time to finally get off things
but
off your chest?
It went back to, remember that whole, he's so motherfucking blurry. What with the lighting and the hair strip and we're talking about the runway, right?
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Are you with us today?
But
I thought I was. I was like, what are they talking about? This? She was so
this
amazing.
This is like the second time where you all
that
like,
hair.
Like,
what are you that hair. The dress was beautiful. Dress was it good, didn't go hair. With that hair. The hair was actually nice. I thought that hair would go great with like a leather outfit. But when she finally sat down and they had that blurry lighting again and that fucking fluorescent strip. Excuse my language. What the fuck is she doing?
I thought she looked. I always think Rue looks amazing.
Okay, I just feel that lighting is always blurry though teat. To make everyone look
no, but it wasn't that bad last season. It wasn't as that.
It wasn't as bad.
We were back
as,
at blurry.
It wasn't as bad as like season two. You know,
like everybody on the side of her just turned into a haze. Sorry, whatever. The dress wasn't ugly. I just didn't like that hair. That hair would have been sickening with like a leather matrix outfit or something, like a dominatrix. That was hot. The hair was actually cute, minus the lighting.
I rather like the hair.
He liked that dress.
I thought it all went.
I'm sure we're gonna have a split.
Yeah.
I mean, it would be.
Comment on YouTube. Let us know if you like the hair with the dress. If you like the whole look. If you like pieces of it.
Yeah. Whichever.
Standouts. This was my favorite look by Alaska so far. By the way, it looked like she like it
I
actually
like her hair
fit
again,
her
though,
theme.
So I like the dress. I just didn't like the hair.
I liked the hair with the dress because it looked like she had like exploded something and walked out of her room. I like that there was like some sort of theme going on.
Yeah, I mean, to me, it kind of felt like she was like, "Oh, I forgot to pack something pink. Mm. Who has some pink paint?" And went out.
Yeah, but I mean,
it still looked fine.
I liked it. I liked it.
It was fine. I liked Alyssa's. It reminded me of Tallers and Tiara.
It did.
But
this
I
was
thought
her,
it was super cute.
This was her perfect like look for her as like a pageant queen. Mm-hmm. I think this was her perfect like theme to give to somebody because it's it's a pageant girl theme, super pink frilly. Yeah.
She put the work in because her body looked much better.
Yeah.
This
very
was
girly,
her best outfit.
Very, just I liked it. I liked
if we're
it.
Talking about Coco, no, girl, just no.
It was cute.
What?
No.
I just,
comment.
That's all I put. That's all I put. I just put cute. Like it just.
Tony.
This is a runway.
Nice.
It's not. She was trying to look like a cute little.
Epic fail.
5-year old.
Hashtag epic fail.
She looked like a grandma in diapers. It's not appropriate.
Keep your life together. I will say.
No, you better don't.
I like Vivian's look too. Like it was very like kind of
Playboy bunny.
Like yeah, very kind of sexy girl. Like wasn't something horrible. That Holly Madison.
I didn't hate it, but
like
I
something
didn't.
Holly Madison
yes,
would wear.
I yeah. didn't like. Yeah. Who's your girl? Ivy Winters.
Ivy Winters
that
was very
crotch,
cool girl.
That crotch girl. You know how I want the elongated
yeah,
crotch?
Yeah, it was not and, my. Mm.
It was
not
very,
my favorite.
It was very
showgirl.
I mean, it was.
Boo.
Okay.
As much as I love her, like I loved the headdress, but it was not my favorite dress of hers. And there was two, like both Roxy and Honey had these dresses that looked like potato sacks. They were just like, it was just like literally you went to Mood, bought fabric, and just threw it on you
Honey,
and walked out.
Honey's looked like that. Honey's looked like if she had edited... did I say yeah that's right if she had did a little bit of edit and like she took away some fabric so that it wasn't so heavy, I think it would have looked really good. And that walk that Honey had reminded me of in The Color Purple when Miss Sophia was marching through the cornfield and
you
don't open.
Know how to beat me.
Yeah, I was like, where is she stomping to? Yeah. Like,
I know.
Slow
I think
down,
they. I think they made
Miss
a joke. They ripped
Honey.
On her. I think
they
about
did.
It too.
They called her Bed Bath and Beyonce.
Yeah. Her which, angry walk.
I love that hashtag. There were not a lot of hashtags in
I
this
think they
episode.
Caught on.
You know, it was Team Coco, Team Melissa mostly, and then Bed Bath and Beyonce,
which I absolutely love just because it had Beyonce
strip.
In it.
I liked Roxy.
I liked Roxy's
they
too.
Just hit it. She's hot.
There's something about this eye make like around her eyes.
She knows what she's doing. I'm sorry. No, she's looking. She's throwing us back to Lisa Ray. You guys know who Lisa Ray is? Lisa Ray was homegirl from.
I'm talking about from the
Players Club.
I don't know. I feel
she's
like
hot.
I don't know. Like Roxy looks great. She looks, but sometimes I'm drawn to whatever she's doing around her eyes, and I don't know if it's a good thing. It's a good way or a bad way. I haven't decided yet.
She's distracting you from the fact.
But I do feel like her look was great. Like I like the short little party in the front. No, party in the back. Short in the front. Business in the front. Mm-hmm. Whatever. Mm-hmm. Whatever they say. Mm-hmm. It was just nice and flowy, and like it had a little touch of everything.
I just felt it didn't make her shape look great. You know, like I think it. And I've always said this I've always said this about the more shapely queens. It's like wear something that flatters you.
Right.
You know, like nobody looks good in a giant paper sack unless they're like a 2x4.
I like
that.
It
just doesn't.
I liked it too.
It was hot.
So then.
I like Jinx's outfit. Her,
oh
like,
yeah, Jinx was good. It was very.
Her very Louis the 14th
yes.
outfit. I love
I like the story Madonna. That she had regarding the wig and how her grandmother,
yes.
you know, put you know allowed her to dress up in drag and like Cinderella and was just obviously very supportive of her at
right.
a very young age. So I liked hearing that.
Yeah, I like
that
too,
yeah.
and that's obviously helped her. I think
become who she is.
And yeah,
break out
and
her
be
shell early.
Just out there. She's
yeah.
just out there. She's unapologetically who she is, and I think that's great.
She don't need to re-apologize.
No. And Detox's outfit, I just felt was a copy coming from Roxy's outfit last week. I just felt it was like a copy.
I didn't hate it. I didn't like it. I
just felt it was the same thing.
The
as
boots
Roxy's
were jiggling.
Outfit.
I did think I felt it was a little trashy. Which isn't horrible for drag
Coco
queens.
Said she
I
had that
it.
Outfit, though. Come
I get
on
it,
now.
Yeah.
Right.
But it came,
Coco.
Like, it just
trashy.
Came at the wrong time. It came right off of Roxy doing that, which is more, it's like.
Oh, just, okay, yeah.
Because Roxy did that last week.
The strips and just showing the body. I mean, I was.
It wasn't horrible.
Like, I wasn't, like, thrilled
mm-hmm.
about it. I didn't mind it.
Right.
I did see it very detox and very avant-garde and very, like, you know.
I mean, her body
whatever.
Looked great. There's no doubt about it. I just...
And the
like,
boobs jiggled everywhere. Literally.
They did.
So, which leads me to the question...
I
feel really retarded this episode, but... So, when they pick the winner, is the winner based off of the challenge and the runway?
I would assume so.
Oh.
Yeah.
I thought it was just runway.
No. It's gotta be off the challenge, too.
So, then we have the guest judges this episode, which are Coco, who's better known for Ice-T's wife, as Ice-T's wife. And also Paulina...
Portskova,
thank you. from America's Next Top Model. She was on there, a judge for a while.
I'd have Juliette Lewis back.
She was fun.
I love Juliette Lewis.
Juliette Lewis and is it Kristen Johnson?
Johnson.
Yeah.
I thought they were hilarious.
Well, I love the fact is Michelle and Kristen weren't really having each other.
Oh no.
Well,
no.
Well, Kristen is a comedian, and Juliette Lewis is just funny.
Yeah. So
and Paulina Portskova is like an ex-model, so it's like she's coming. I love her, but she's just coming at a different place.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, apparently she's been trying to get on for 5 years, but she's been tied up with America's Next Top Model.
Until Tyra dismissed
a lot of people. Mm-hmm. So then we got to see the whole show that the girls put together. I think out of the teams, Team Alaska overall did, you know, a better job than, I mean, but that's like comparing boring and boring. But, you know, they did a better job.
It's like saying which enema is better.
But it's like, oh, that's too much. But
bathroom break.
It was the most awkward thing to come out of seeing Team Lanesha's video and no one saying nothing. Like, even Rue's face was just kind of like, all right.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And it was kind of like she was thinking, like, well, if that's what you wanted to do, sounded too late to go back now. And everyone was looking like, oof. But then they were judged individually. So there wasn't a team winner. But the winner was Detox for that. Lanesha was very lucky to have immunity because she would have been in the bottom.
Surprise, surprise.
Right. So, yeah, I forgot to do the iTunes stuff, so I'll do it now. Make sure you rate us, download us on iTunes. Make sure you give us 5 stars, comment, do all that good stuff. What is that?
Thanks. At least 3.
You know, give
we're
us
5. We're shooting for 5.
Thanks to you guys who have already commented. Unlike YouTube, I can't individually respond to the comments on iTunes. Yes. I set a blanket.
She's just tired.
I just don't know how to do it. But I sent a blanket comment on iTunes to everybody because I can't figure it out.
But we're doing a good job. Well, I'm now hopping on the bandwagon of
replying. Oh, yes, he is.
Yes. There's I'm lots of lounging with Tony comments.
Lounging with Tony on all platforms.
Shout out to Ian Armstrong. Just a shout out. Because I messed his name up.
And he was the one that that let us know about the hashtag we forgot.
Oh, that we forgot. No, yes, thank you.
Yeah.
Thanks.
So
we appreciate
thank you for that.
That.
We appreciate
yes,
you for that.
Yes, you should have did.
Right. Mm. Okay, so last but not least, let's get into this Team Alyssa, Team Coco situation.
Which I really don't care about. I feel like they're forcing it on us. I'm Team Nobody.
I know, right?
But I
was just like, I don't care. Whoever you want to beat up.
Go ahead, Tony.
I feel like this. I feel like it's more their issue.
It is.
Because I feel like coming into this, I'm assuming they have not spoken to each other in 2 years.
Right.
So coming into this competition, yes. But is it so deep to the point where you are completely thrown off your game? Like, I just don't...
Alyssa isn't.
Alyssa's
which
not bothered.
Lends to the
Coco
fact...
Coco is very bothered.
Which for me lends to the fact that I think that Coco probably took it to a whole nother level. She probably stirred the pot a lot more than Alyssa really did. I'm sure Alyssa was irritated. Like, look, I deserve this crown. I earned it. But she broke a rule or didn't follow and fulfill her duties. I get all of that. But Coco... And this comes kind of jumps back to our past season. We talked about bullying and social media. Because Alyssa talked about the Facebook comment. You know, and certain things. Once they're posted, you can't take that back.
Yeah.
Screenshot it. It's done for life.
Yeah.
You know, and I actually... I'm not a fan of Alyssa's. But I do think that she genuinely tried to, like, make amends as best she could. And Coco wasn't having it. So...
I kind of feel like a lot of their issue is a lot of he said she said. Somebody went to Alyssa and said Coco said this. Someone went to Coco and said Alyssa said this. And I don't feel like they have had a moment to sit and talk and hash it out. To me personally, the way it's coming across is that Alyssa won, but Coco did some things to make it come to light of whatever Alyssa did so that she could get the crown.
Probably.
So one of our viewers, Ruiz87, said that he thinks that Alyssa judged an Entertainer of the Year pageant in Southern California, didn't get approval from the board, and then was kicked off for not getting approval from the board, for basically doing jobs outside of...
Because she represented the pageant, and she didn't get approval prior to...
Without
so it makes
approving.
Sense to me. I get that.
So, I mean, and then I think Coco also mentioned that, like, Alyssa didn't want her to take the reins. Like, once she got dethroned as her friend, she didn't want her to step in. But it's kind of like, as first runner-up, it says that if the winner is not able to fulfill their obligation, you have to step in and take that over. So she is fulfilling now her duty to do that. So how can you be upset about that? Like, first off,
no, but it's muddied, right? They were, well, and see, and I never really know how far and how deep friendship goes in our community, especially amongst drag queens. It can be a little testy sometimes because they met, I believe, in competition. That's how they became friends.
Right.
But that being said, I can understand the friendship part of it, like, you know, back me up. But it's a rule. It's a contract. You broke it. It's a done deal. Move on. Move forward. But that's why I think Alyssa could get over it. Like, at some point, I got to accept I broke the rule.
Yeah.
Coco, I think, felt a little bit more betrayed. But again, she just took it to a whole nother level.
But I mean, I can see also how it was hard for Coco to probably go through that year with, you know, having something that you've wanted and worked for so long now be given to you, and now you can't enjoy it. She could, I'm pretty sure she couldn't enjoy that being.
Even if it wasn't Alyssa, though, seriously, let's talk about it. In competition, if you compete, it's either first place or you don't care what you get after that. Second place doesn't matter. So even if it wasn't Alyssa and somebody else, you got the crown by default.
Mm-hmm.
You didn't win.
Right.
So.
Just like Alyssa said. I won that. But who's in the picture? I love
so
that
true.
Moment. I love that moment.
So true.
So yeah, but I don't know why it's being concentrated on so much. I feel like we can get over this just with a simple conversation.
Unless there's more.
And they're really and
come out.
That I feel like it must go deeper than what they're exposing or what they're willing to talk about. Like I feel like it's one of those things that maybe they could have resolved even before coming on the show, unless there's a whole lot of other stuff that we don't know about, which I just kind of feel like is a bunch of he say, she say.
Right.
And that's what is ruining their friendship.
Never mind.
And I think it's being stirred up for the show. Like, I think you definitely, in reality TV, you definitely have suggestions given by the producers.
Oh, definitely.
Right.
So you're going to have somebody pull aside somebody. I feel like Detox is the person there pulling aside and saying, hey, can you please, like...
But she wasn't the only one that asked about it. Honey asked, Coco about it.
When they were separated, though, but didn't Detox go in when everybody was in the room?
During Untucked.
Yes. Because
I would, too.
I feel like a couple of times in Untucked, Detox has come into the room and been like, so, what's the deal? So, I want to hear your side.
Yeah.
And that, to me, is very staged because normally it's just... You know, why would you care?
And I get even more so because then you had your little confessional shots and Detox like, oh shit, here it goes. But girl, you're the one who started it.
Right.
No, that makes sense to me. Yeah, she probably was. Sucker.
Oh, well.
She got sucked right into that. Hopefully you got paid, girl.
Because so, I wouldn't think, like, I don't know. If I was a person in that room, I really wouldn't care what the two of them. I'd be like, you two hash it out.
Right.
You know?
It's done already.
So we are kind of team nobody.
Yeah.
Because it doesn't make sense. I mean, I don't get it. I don't know.
Oh, yes.
What?
I was thinking about J. Jolie's boyfriend situation.
Yes.
Oh, boo.
I mean, that was a sweet moment. I'm glad that she got a chance to.
Did anybody
talk to
feel
him.
Like it was just weird, though? Because usually they can anticipate and they're like, oh my gosh, this is like going to be my boyfriend calling. There was a lot of, but your last name's Jolie. Is it you? Who could it be? And I was like, why isn't everybody unsure about this?
Right.
Like, usually they know beforehand. Like, they figure it out.
Quickly, easy. But I also feel like they didn't do their normal setup.
Yeah.
Where,
yeah.
Just like last week, when Monica Beverly Hills' mom called in, there was a setup to that.
Right.
You know?
There was
and then
a
all
setup.
Of a sudden, it was like, hi, Monica. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
You know, now we just go into the other
because
room.
Because there
was
a fight,
like,
from the other scene. So you're thinking about, like, the Alyssa Coco business. And then it's like,
there was
no J. Jolie story leading up to that. And then...
Let me revisit
so
that, too.
Random.
My comment on our page about that... Because I felt that they totally exploited the Monica relationship thing, mm-hmm. but now it seems like they pretty much pre-filmed or pre-set up a character situation, like their boyfriend calling in or the mom, pre-filmed it and done all of that, and it just had worked last episode for some specific reason.
Right.
But yeah, I don't think it's as exploited as they intended it to be. It just came out that way last episode, so I take that back. But last week I was like, ooh, I wish they didn't show that. The whole mom thing, that's painful.
Right.
That is, it was very sad.
Pull it back, bro. Yeah. Hmm. Turn off the lights, bro.
But I think that Untucked is like one of the only times that you get to really see the emotional side of people, which it just, it seemed random because there was no, like, Jay Julie, like, obviously, like, loves her boyfriend, but it's like, there was no lead up to this where you're like, why is this emotional moment happening in this, like...
Were they broken up? Did they fight?
Yeah.
Was he in the porn video and he wasn't in the porn video?
Right, like, because it was just... It was under the whole, like, Coco Alyssa story, and I was like, this seems like it's not added to the puzzle.
But what about Detox and Roxy and that whole, like, intense, like, oh my God,
are you just
so
mad
good.
Because Roxy's talking to you?
Because all Roxy sees is those DSLs, girl.
Mm.
They have a very good friendship.
Please.
And we'll leave it at that.
Mm.
So let's go on to predictions.
And now, your AfterBuzz TV predictions.
Let's start with Cam, because I don't know why I call you Cam here.
That's his name.
But outside, I always say Cameron.
So disrespectful.
No, but I always call you Cameron outside.
It's okay,
but in
Tony.
Here, I call you Cam. I don't know why. I don't know why I switch. Whatever.
Okay, so what am I doing?
Why don't you
tell me what to predict? Loser? Winner?
Who do you think is going home next week?
Oh, I'm hope it's for me. It's between Vivian or Mahogany.
Lanisha.
I wish Lanisha. No, I think Lanisha is going to be in for a couple more episodes.
Yeah,
Honey Mahogany and Vivian.
Vivian.
Yeah.
Really, you think they'll send Honey home? See, I don't think
I like
Honey.
I like Honey, but there's something about her that she's a little disjointed. I don't think she's.
I think
she's pretty. I just don't think she has the bite to her.
She doesn't have that. Performer quality, that thing.
Well, we haven't seen her lip sync, so hopefully I get to see her lip sync next week.
Well,
maybe it'll be a hot ticket.
If it's anything like that walk that she did.
She angry.
Gorgeous.
Hoppo! Girl,
but literally stomping through the cornfield trying to get to Miss...
Oh my God, let her predict.
Oh, I think it's Vivian. Oh, I think Vivian's going to go home.
Because, can't rest on pretty.
And I think Coco's not going to stay in too much longer. I mean, Coco is great at lip syncing, but her inability to get out of her comfort zone is probably going to hurt her.
I don't think it's the inability to get out of her comfort zone. I just feel like it's her being able to get over this whole Alyssa thing and not have it be so bothering to her.
I think that's what's going to keep her in for a couple more episodes of that drama.
Like, maybe. I'm going to drag this out. Yeah. I don't know.
I mean, yeah. So I can kind of see the whole Vivian thing happening. If she doesn't step it up,
and I mean, she's so
I said it last week about Monica, and you see where Monica didn't break out of her shell too quickly. So let us know who you guys think may be going home next week. Until then, tune in next time, next Wednesday, 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, for another RuPaul's Drag Race after show right here at AfterBuzz TV. Drag you later.
That was a lot.
Drag you later. I like that. Can we find you? That's cute.
Oh, I'm sorry. Thanks, Marissa. That was a great ending, but then I messed up as usual. So, where can they find you, Cam?
At Tamakova777 on Twitter and Instagram.
At 123Jackie_B.
And you can find me, Lounging with Tony, on all platforms. Because apparently I have to say that now. And you're welcome. Bye, guys. We'll see you next Wednesday for another RuPaul's Drag Race After Show.
From Bing.com, executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later!
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.